Tied to help hold the quillos together, I guess. I don't, yes, Karen's nodding, that's good. And that she tells me each quillo has 25 strings that you tie knots in, and there are 7 out there. That means we got lots of knots to tie because each one needs more than 1 knot per string. So tie knots per string, and there's 25 strings per quillo, and there's 7 of them out there. Well, it's 175 strings, and if you do 3 knots per, I'm not that good in math. You know? I figured out the 175. I was pretty proud of that. That's right. So please help out there. These are given to our high school seniors next week, and it's one of the ways we say we love you, you're part of our family, and we care about you. Even though you might be going off to school, remember us. So that's out there. Take note of that. Also, please notice that preschool graduation is this Friday at 10 o'clock. And I invite all of you to come and be here. Smiles are guaranteed. I usually watch every year for the entire about 20, 30 minutes, however long it goes, and grin the whole time. It's worth it. Also, I forgot that I'm leaving for Synod Assembly today, and so in the Go and Serve, it mentions that the Sunrise Bible Study will be meeting on Tuesday, but I'm going to be in Charleston, so no, they're not. So just be aware of that. Also, on Thursday, we're going to be loading a truck for Williamsburg County. Start at 5 o'clock, but come anytime after that. We'd love your help. We got lots of stuff in the fellowship hall. And so if you can help us carry some of that out to the truck, that'd be great. I think the way I said this was water and a good feeling inside are guaranteed. How about that? All right, Jim, you wanted to mention something.
Just a reminder of the musical bingo is June the 9th and June the 11th. So make your plans to be there. You will not be happy with yourself if you
miss. Sarah.
Ordained ministry, May 17, 2017,
Yes.
Three congregations. They laugh with us in our joys. They cry with us in our sorrows. They have led us to become better disciples of Jesus Christ. And so I want to let you know that we appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. You hear from me all the time. Do you want to say anything?
Oh, it's been a journey.
Thank you so much. You are a wonderful congregation. Sarah? Some of you may not be aware that over the past several years while working here, Sarah has also been a student at the seminary. And yesterday, Sarah graduated from the seminary. So, you know, Preston, y'all are putting me out to pasture. She's just getting started. So we wanted just to congratulate you. Yes. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shattered by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holy. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. And praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort. and defend us, gracious Lord.
Almighty and ever-living God, you hold together all things in heaven and on earth. In your great mercy, receive the prayers of all your children and give to all the world the spirit of your truth and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Be seated, and with the children, please come forward.
Hey, guys.
All right. This is going to be kind of interesting because I want to talk about helpers. Have you ever had somebody help you do something? Who are some people you asked to help you? Your mom, that's exactly the one I wanted to talk about. Let's look out here. Everybody who's a mother, if you would raise your hand.
Do dog moms count?
No, dog moms do not count. All right, that's a lot of you. And your mothers are people who help you. Last week was Mother's Day, and your mothers give you lots of help. But I think I've got an even bigger group out here. How many of you had a mother? Raise your hands. There are some of you I'm concerned about. You didn't raise your hands. No, I'm just, All right, we all know what it is when our mothers help us. Sometimes you got things you can't do, you know, and your mother's the one you go to for help lots of times. But you know what we're thinking about today? Jesus said God is going to send us a helper too. And he calls that helper the Holy Spirit. And he says the Holy Spirit is going to be with you in life, and he's going to let you know what God thinks about things and guide you and walk with you no matter what happens. God is always with you. So that's what we're thinking about today. When you hear the gospel lesson, you'll hear Jesus talk a lot about the advocate or the helper, and that's what that means, is that God is with us. No matter what happens in our lives, we know that God is with us. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for always being with us and assuring us of your love. Help us to listen for you and to feel you near to us always. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Acts. Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship is unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, even as some of your own poets have said, 'For we too are his offspring.' Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
A reading from 1 Peter. Excuse me. Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you're blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated, but in your hearts sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water, and baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Jesus said, "Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." Sometimes you find a story you just can't pass up. This story by Walter Wangerin is entitled "Looking for Jesus in All the Wrong Places." He writes, "Early in my childhood, I suffered a spiritual crisis. I wanted to see Jesus with my own eyes. Every Sunday, everyone else who gathered for worship seemed so completely at ease that I was convinced they had seen God in his house. Everyone, that is, but me. I stared with envy into their peaceful faces. I wanted desperately to see Christ Jesus strolling down some aisle in a robe and a rope and sandals, eating a sandwich, maybe, since I would catch him off guard just being himself. I spent all the time between Sunday school and worship peeking into every room, the pastor's study, the roaring boiler room, seeking the signs of his presence. Nothing. During services, I would slip down from the pew to the floor and peer among ankle bones and pants cuffs and shoelaces. So then, that's when my mother hauled me one-handed high onto the pew seat again and clapped me to her side with a grip incontrovertible. But my yearning, imprisoned, increased to something like a panic. I wanted to see Jesus. During one worship service, while the pastor stood facing the long wooden altar and chanting the liturgy, it dawned on me that the voice I heard was too rich to be his. This was a pale, thin preacher, but that chant charged the chancel like the King of Kings. Of course, the pastor was pretending. It was really Jesus who was chanting. Jesus lying on his side in the altar box, which was the size of a coffin after all. So as soon as the final hymn was over and my mother's hard arm released me, I snuck forward, eyes ever on the altar to catch anyone else who might be sneaking away. And up the steps I went, right to the altar itself, and then I crept around to the side and, aha! I let out a loud shout to surprise the Lord in his tiny bedroom. But nope, no Jesus. Nothing but dust and an old hymnal and a broken chair. And the angry arm of my mother, who hauled me home and caused me to sit on a bench for exactly the time of one more worship service. But I really wanted to see Jesus. Couldn't I see Jesus too? Which room had I never checked? Was there any such room at the church? Was there somewhere all the rest of the saints made sure I didn't see? Yes! Oh my, yes! My mother didn't know how helpful had been my time on that bench. It ended in pure inspiration. There was indeed one room into which I had never gone, nor ever so much as peeped, a place of terrible mystery and terrible charm. It horrified me to think of actually entering the place, but I would. I wanted to see Jesus, and I was convinced that this room did, above all rooms, qualify as the Holy of Holies. Surely he was in that place where if a boy came in unworthily, he would die on the spot. And so it came to pass on the following Sunday morning. I wagered my entire life on a chance that I knew where the Son of God lurked. That is to say, I risked my mother's wrath. During the sermon, I slipped from the pew, ducked her reach, skipped down the aisle and tiptoed downstairs. Breathlessly, I approached the women's bathroom. I knocked. I nudged the door inward. Jesus, are you in there, Jesus? Jesus. So then my life was over. Nothing mattered anymore. I was so hopeless when I returned to my mother in her pew that I felt no fear of punishment. She could do with me as she pleased, and it would mean nothing. Jesus wasn't in there. Mirrors and wide tables and weird smells were there, but the King of Creation did not dwell in the women's bathroom. Mom could kill me for all I cared. I had looked in the last place, and the last place was empty. There was no more. Well, no, she didn't kill me. She froze me with a glance, a severe, "Just you wait, young man." Well, so what? She pointed to the front where the pastor was intoning, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." Blood. I guess she was indicating some ominous future for me. "Do this in remembrance of me," said the gaunt, white, ghostly preacher. And then the people began to move forward, pew by pew. They sang and they filled up the aisle. My mother got up and walked forward with them. Surely I must have seen this ritual often before, but it had never had so curdling an effect on me before. I was stunned by what my mother proceeded to do. In a strange humility, this strong woman knelt down before the pastor. She bowed her head, and then like a child, like a baby, she raised her face and let him feed her. And then he gave her a little drink. I couldn't believe my eyes. This woman of power, now as meek as an infant. My mighty mother brought so low. What power could have stricken her so? Yet when she came floating back down the aisle and into our pew, there was nothing of defeat on her face. There was a softness, rather, pliability and private smiling. But she was different. She smelled different, too. She came in a cloud of peculiar sweetness, a rich red odor. When she sat and bowed her head to pray, I stuck my nose near her nose where this scent of urgent mystery was from. She felt my nearness and drew back. "Mama," I whispered, "what's that?" "What's what?" she asked. "That smell, what do I smell?" "What I drank," she said. I wanted to pull her jaw down and look into her throat. "No, but what is it?" I begged. "What's inside of you?" "Oh, Wally," she shrugged, reaching for a hymnal. "That's Jesus. It's Jesus inside of me." Jesus said, "Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." Friends, come, taste and see. Look for Jesus, for Jesus received becomes Jesus lived. See him in others. Find him in you. Amen.
with the whole people of God in Christ Jesus. Let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of grace and unity, you call us into loving relationship with you and with one another. We pray for the church gathered here and all over the globe today. Draw us together as one. Send your Spirit to reveal your truth and your love among us and to enliven the mission that we share in you. Lord, in your mercy. Great and awesome God, we pray for your whole creation and for our vocation in it. For scientists, photographers, explorers who give us a new perspective, and for scholars, poets, musicians, artists, and all who lead us to a deeper appreciation of beauty. We thank you for all you created and all you continue to create, for it gives us all inspiration. Lord, in your mercy. Great High Priest of the nations, give wisdom to all leaders. We ask that you strengthen all who govern and work for peace. Protect those who are without homes. Lead them to safety and give them the freedom that only you can give. Guide us all in your peace and justice. Lord, in your mercy. Bread of life, we pray for those in need. Be with people who suffer abuse or neglect. Give hope where there is darkness. Provide all people who suffer with your comfort. We pray for those who struggle with addiction or mental illness, for those who grieve and all who are ill, especially those we name before you now. Lord, in your mercy. Dear God of heaven and earth, we pray for this assembly. Bless all who prepare for the end of a school year and the start of summer. Be with all who travel today and during this season. As you continue to bind us and tie us together, strengthen us all on our journey, for you send us on our way and you are with us. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Be known to us, O Lord, in the breaking of the bread, as you were made known to the disciples. Receive these gifts in the offering of our lives, that we may be your risen body in the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world, through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
this is, but I'm going to put them on pencil in here.
Suggest going around, not trying to walk through there, because if I stop doing the quillos and signing the books, you probably can't. You're probably better to go around.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's...